It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, November 19th. I'm David Brancaccio. Meet Jermaine, who sure knows how to spend a crisp autumn weekend in New York. He was standing in line in Manhattan on Friday to buy the new Nintendo game console that didn't go on sale until yesterday.
I will be here from now until Sunday midnight, which is probably about 30 plus hours. So I will be standing in line waiting for the system. As soon as I get the system, I am going to hold the system up in the air like I'm Link from Legend of Zelda and do the whole treasure chest get item thing, and then I'm going home and playing it.
Jermaine's game plan was to play the new Wii U for 48 straight hours. But what is the Wii U, W-I-I letter U? Well, the first thing you notice is that the system's controller, the thing you hold in your hand, is like a tablet computer that supplements the big image the Wii puts onto your TV. What good is that? Well, the small screen is enough to keep the kids happy if they want to play the Wii U while the grown-ups are watching TV. Ben Kuchera is senior editor at Penny Arcade Report.
See, with something like this, it's very hard to tell if it's something that I like because it's great or it just happens to fit into my personal life. For people who don't have kids running around or don't have to convince their wife that they need the TV before bed to play a video game, this might not fit in so well. It's really up to Nintendo and developers to bring out games you can't play on any other system in any other way to get people interested in that second screen.
Kuchera says there's already a video game called Zombie U that makes cool use of the handheld screen.
You can bring up the controller, and you have to actually physically move it around to look around the scene while staring, you know, through the smaller screen in a first-person view, and you can gain information. Now, the interesting thing about this is that while you're looking around the screen, your character in the game is standing perfectly still. So you could be looking the other way, and then a zombie attacks you from behind that you didn't even see coming. And it's really fun and really scary.
In a few weeks, Nintendo will unveil software that also lets the second screen act as a souped-up remote control for all the digital content, from music to movies, that can play from the television. Ahead of so-called Black Friday, there's a story about Facebook and advertising. The social media giant has a new tool it hopes will help make the argument to advertisers and investors that all those Facebook members can be turned into real dollars. Alexei Oreskovic covered the story for Reuters. He says new technology gives online retailers a way to connect the dots between ads viewed on Facebook and actual sales.
There's like a little string of code that they can take. They can cut and paste it into their own pages of their websites when they create an ad. And that creates kind of a mechanism to communicate with Facebook and to track the Facebook users who make purchases.
Facebook isn't revealing the names of people who saw ads and went on to buy. If this catches on, Oreskovic says Facebook could make a stronger case that its ads actually work.
Somebody clicked on an ad, that's okay, but wouldn't it be better if you knew how many people who saw the ad actually went on to purchase the product?
You can play the home version of this game. Just ask yourself how many times you saw an ad on Facebook and then pulled out your credit card and took action. All right, let me now improve this Monday for you. I've put up a link at marketplacetech.org. It's an experiment from Google's Chrome Labs to help visualize the Milky Way galaxy on screen. Fly through the galaxy virtually and click to learn about any of about 100,000 stars. That's the music from the visualization. It's mesmerizing, and you'll feel better going into the holiday. Trust me. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.